Blog Talk Radio.
Monday morning edition of the 12-hour radio show, and it's good to be here after an interesting weekend. It's a little bit after 10 o'clock here, Mountain Standard Time, 10:03 to be precise. If you'd like to get a hold of the show, you can do that this morning by dialing straight in here to 646-564-9650. Talk live and direct here to the studios of the 12-hour radio show, coming to you from the Choice City. I don't know why that nickname came into effect. The Choice City, Fort Collins, Colorado. We are about an hour north of the I-25 corridor from Denver, so here along the foothills. Not hard to find. We're the home of the CSU Rams. Much microbrew activity. A lot of music and entertainment going on here and also looming, developing into in the near future. So we'll be talking more and more about comedy like we had originally set out to do, but also additional developing comedy and entertainment coming here in the future. It's just getting bigger and bigger, and it seems like the highway cone is the official state flower of Colorado. It's just orange cones. It's nice, isn't it? It's April. It's supposed to be that way. It's springtime. The roads are supposed to be torn all to hell. That's part of God's great plan. We're here live. We're here live. Knock on wood from the Ramblewood Studios. It's Monday. It's April the 25th of 2016. I have been on again, off again, on again, off again. But definitely going to be here this week. So I figured we should go ahead and plug in and do a couple of episodes. Could very well be here next week and on into the future. But we're going to take a 12-step program to approach to this show and take this one day at a time. Or what was the line in Creed, the Rocky sequel? One step at a time, one punch at a time, one round at a time. And, you know, if you're looking for inspirational words of wisdom, you certainly can't do much better than Sylvester Stallone, can you? Yeah. Great minds of our time. Not, you know, hey, I as though I should pick. Hope that you guys had a good weekend. A lot of stuff going on here, and a lot of stuff has been going on while I've been away. Earth Day happened over the weekend, Saturday, April the 23rd. Hope you had a chance to, even if you weren't part of a formally organized activity, just getting outside and appreciating the Earth. I mean, getting outside and getting just enjoying the outdoors, whether it's bike riding, going to the park, maybe planting a garden, just being good to the planet around you, I think is the theme to Earth Day. Just take good care of the corner of the earth that happens to be closest to you, and then maybe just reach just a little bit beyond that. And then if everybody else would do their equal part to that, I think we'd all be in pretty good shape, but that would be a pretty good place to start Earth Day over the weekend. FOCO MX number 8, long story, was supposed to be there Friday at Avogadro's number one. There's only one, but it's Avos, and I was supposed to be there Friday night to MC for the musical talent. Did not make it, was not in attendance for any of the music over the weekend, but I've heard from everybody that it was just an amazing weekend. They also had some comedy as well, scattered at different venues. I think they said there were 20 venues with FOCO MX, the Fort Collins Music Experiment, and then 20 venues and 200 musical acts. And then this year, our friends over at 970 Comedy, including David Rodriguez, Mallory Wallace, and in particular Kyle Pogue, were involved with the planning and participation of little comedy represented here from Northern Colorado and Fort Collins in particular. So I thought that was a nice combination. Hopefully, don't let me get on board with that next year. Didn't mean to stand on the sidelines, but that's another story for another day here on this, your $12 radio station. So we talked about Earth Day. We talked about FOCO MX. Glancingly, I want to mention this because this happened last Thursday. Today, as I said, is the 25th of April, so this happened late last week. We lost a musical giant, and it seems to be quite the case this year already in 2016. If you're a country fan, Merle Haggard, not much bigger than that. 70s influences with David Bowie. I know I'm forgetting somebody in there, but along the way Thursday, we lost Prince Rogers Nelson, and 57 years old. Never had a chance to see him live, but by all accounts, from what I had seen of him performing on TV, just about as electric a performer as you could possibly see. So our musical breaks today will both be with Prince. I've got Let's Go Crazy, the full extended version, and then Alphabet Street as well. So we'll be playing some music from Prince Rogers Nelson. A friend of mine turned me on to Prince. This is, you know, you forget how old you are and how young everybody else is. Prince is 57, you know, was 57 years old when he passed away, but he was a prominent part of the American and world musical landscape for nearly 40 years. So he hit it big very early on, and he was a part of, he was famous his entire adult life, is what I'm trying to say. And, I was not a real big sell. I was not an easy sell for Prince. All my friends were big on him. It's not like it was a Michael Jackson Prince thing that was going on some 35 years ago when I was in high school. But it just didn't connect. But then the more that you got away from just the recorded music, which does hold up really, really well, it kind of takes away from what an incredible live performer he was. And on Purple Rain, you really had a chance to appreciate what a amazing musician that he was. And we all, you know, if you follow his career, even again, just glancingly, he played 20 different instruments, Quincy Jones had pointed out in an interview. But they played a clip, and it showed up a lot on YouTube and on the internet. They have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame jam session, and they're doing the salute to George Harrison. And he comes out, and I mean, you know, they got Jeff Lynne from the Electric Light Orchestra out there on vocals. They've got Tom Petty on vocals and on guitar. And then Prince comes out to My Guitar Gently Weep and does the guitar solo. And takes it to a whole new level. And it just made you realize that as much talent as you looked at and you saw, there was probably one other thing about his musical talent that you weren't aware of. Just a very very cool musical legacy and career and lifetime. They're already digging for dirt on his passing. But by all accounts, I guess he was out and about and active up until his last couple of days. So he was not the millionaire, billionaire, musical recluse that he was not a prisoner of his fame. Let me put it to you like that. 10. What have we got going on here? It's about 10 after 12. We're here at Ramblewood Studios here in Northern Colorado, the Ramblewood space, which is just a couple of moments from the foothills here in the Colorado Rockies, just outside of Fort Collins. We're located at the northwest corner of City Park here in FoCo, and not really that far from the golf course. I think it's Fort Collins is known for the college and for the beer and for the legal pot. But when you look at the layout of the town, that the golf course bridges directly on to the cemetery, city cemetery, I think you realize that you don't even need a punchline there. That's just the whole setup and the punchline altogether for you to just kind of sit back and enjoy. Just kind of you drive by that as I'll ride by with somebody there every day and look at that and go, huh. Okay, we're just gonna make the punchlines easy for people to put together. Excuse me, beverage break. Some lovely Mountain Dew. Hope I don't sound. I always am afraid that I sound like I'm racing through this show, which is not the case more often than not. And I'm hoping that is continuing to hold true here today, that it's not the case because just it feels good to be back. And there's so much stuff that's been going on the last several days or so, and last week or so, and actually the last month. The last time I was looking at the call at the radio log that they give you through Blog Talk Radio, and it tells me the last show that I had done. This is the 25th of April. The last show was April 5th of 2016. So nearly 20 days, almost 3 weeks ago. And it's been a pretty busy, active spring. It was right after my birthday. Thank you. Not all of your gifts have gotten here yet, but there's still a few days left in April. So you've still got a little bit of time left to do that. Generally, we take a musical break right about here, but I think, well, you know what? Let's go ahead and do that. We're probably not going to have a chance here to play the whole thing right now. We'll probably wrap up with more Prince here towards the end of the show because the musical breaks are about 2-3 minutes. The song I've picked here is 5 minutes and 40 seconds. So probably not the whole thing, but this is just a great song from an amazing CD. It's from Sign of the Times. This is Prince, Alphabet Street. My name is Dave Bublitz, and this is episode 121, 121 of this, your $12 radio show.
day.
Heard Alphabet Street from Prince from the Sign of the Times CD, and currently I'm feeling Back in Black, AC/DC here on the radio, but it is a Prince day here on the $12 radio show. Thanks for being here. It's 10:18. I was trying to figure out a nice smooth way out of the middle of Alphabet Street, and then I just thought, well, you know, what better way, what smoother musical transition can you find than AC/DC, can you? $12 radio show here. Please be sure to give us a call if you've got some time. Most people tend to listen to the show here archived on tape delay, so they're not always available to call into the show. But if you do happen to be out there, the number today to call into the show, again, is 646-564-9650. You can, of course, find me, too, at David Bublitz, B-U-B-L-I-T-Z. At Facebook, on Facebook. I'm not on Twitter. I don't know why. It's not an active political statement. I'm just not on there. But if you'd like to find me, you can do that. Find and friend me, and you can keep track of the show through there. It was kind of neat to see while I have been away, and after from a gentleman who spent some time as an inpatient. In the special hospital, it was nothing like that. I've just been unavailable for radio here for the last couple of weeks or so. But I checked the numbers on the log. It shows you how many people listen to the show, and there are still people listening to old archived episodes of the show. And it kind of makes me smile because this is as close to, you know, presented as to live as possible. So you're hearing scores and things like that from different events from the day before. So I guess that makes me feel good to know that it holds up to a certain degree, because there's not been guests here on the $12 show on a regular basis for quite a little while. And so it's nice to know that the people appreciate what I've been doing here, and they still continue to check things out here. Oh, here's something I wanted to mention. For Colin's music experiment, Foco MX over the weekend. So growth and development, Fort Collins is having a building boom right here, right about now. And it's going to be – they're moving a lot of things around. And generally progress, it sounds great in theory, but it gets a little messy because you're moving things around and you get attached to things. But there are a lot of new musical venues that are opening up in town, performance venues. And one of them is going to be over in what I thought was pretty close to a landmark here in Fort Collins. It's over by the downtown bus transit, the Transport bus transit, a 500-seat live music venue. So I saw that, and I'm trying to do the math in my head. And if you've been here to Fort Collins, if you don't live here, or you're thinking, you know, thanks for taking me on the walking tour, but you're heading northbound on College Avenue, which is the main north-south thoroughfare through Fort Collins. And you get to, what is it? Is that Mountain? That's LaPorte. Okay, so you make a left, you head west on LaPorte. And I'm thinking, where is this bus stop? Where is this live music venue going to be? Because there's Bojo's Pizza, there's the bus. They're taking Washington's out. Now, if you've never been to Fort Collins, this is as close to community history as you can find for a place here in town. I mean, it's almost part of the historic registry. There's not a lot of long-standing businesses that have been here for historically for long periods of time, and I think that Washington's in this incarnation. It's a college bar. They've got all the crazy stuff hanging up on the wall, but they've got, you know, great drink specials and burgers. And you go in there with your family to watch the football game. You go in to meet people and dance on the weekend. You know, like I said, football games with the family, go in there for lunch during the week. And it's just a place that, as much as you're looking for in a downtown historic area, you're looking for a place to fill a gap. And this really did fill a niche here in town. So I was sad to see that. I think it's got another week. So they've got one more weekend of penny burgers. Every year they do penny burgers, buy a burger, get a burger for a penny. So that's still coming up, this coming Friday and Saturday, which will be the 29th and the 30th. So I wanted to point out that if you're thinking about going to Washington's, do not put that off for very long. In addition to that, that music venue at Washington's, I guess there's going to be about three or four more. One's over by Spring Creek, the one at Washington's, and then a few more around town. So a lot of things going on here in town. A lot of stuff is developing. I was pleased to see this. Nice to see that people are reaching out. It's National Hug a Plumber Day. I don't make them up. I just see them and then I read them later on and I share them with you and we all kind of go, what? Excuse me? I beg your pardon? What in the world? What in the wide world of sports are they talking about over here? Well, okay. NBA playoffs, you live in Denver, so if you live in Colorado, it doesn't affect you in any way, you, me, anybody here from Colorado, so we'll try and make this, as painless as possible. Take a peek here, the scores from last night, Spurs beat the Grizzlies in Game 4, 116-95, the Boston Celtics in overtime beat the Atlanta Hawks 104-95. Like I said, in overtime, the Golden State Warriors continue their domination. That just blows me away because it was not that long ago that they really stunk and for a long time. So the fact that they're doing well, good for them. Golden State Warriors beat the Houston Rockets 121-94. And all of these are game four. These were all last night. And the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Detroit Pistons 100-98. And then coming up here tonight in continued playoff actions, the Heat play the Hornets tonight at 5:00. The Mavericks play the Dallas Mavericks play the Oklahoma City Thunder. My adopted playoff team plays at 6:00, and then the Los Angeles Clippers and the Portland Trail Blazers play their game for tonight at 8:30 Mountain Standard Time. So 5:00 for the Heat and the Hornets, 6:00 for the Mavericks and the Thunder, and 8:30 for the Clippers and the Trail Blazers. So there's your NBA update. Don't have anything on the NHL because you know what? I just really. Gosh, we're lucky we're here today. Let's leave it at that. It's just it's good that we're here, and I didn't really make any notes today about the NHL or the NFL. I do know the draft day. Is that still there? That's I actually remember to write that down as well. Draft day is coming up this Thursday, so it should be interesting to see how your team drafts ball wise. I saw this too. A court. The next level of courts, the appeal court, not just the NFL's disciplinary committee, has upheld the 4-game suspension for Tom Brady from the New England Patriots. So I don't know why you're hearing a smile in my voice right now, but not my favorite team, not my favorite athlete. I've never met the man personally, but that seems to make sense. Checking out the weather window here in Fort Collins here today, out the window here at Ramblewood. Beautiful day out the weather window to the west with the dog park. People are out there plenty. Actually, there's probably about 3, 4, 5 people out there taking their dogs for a walk here on what should promise to be a pretty nice day here in Fort Collins. It's been very nice and very warm, but it's still beautiful. And springtime, and we've had so much rain and late snow that it just feels good out there to be out and about. Okay, it does. You were waiting for a big payoff there. You were waiting for a large payoff there at the end of that, and it just, you know, it just didn't happen. It's just kind of sad. 10:27 here on the air with you at blogtalkradio.com on a Monday. Thanks for being here for episode 121. I guess we could take another quick musical break here. We're playing the music of the late. I just feel so strange saying this because he was so alive and so vibrant, and you never saw him unhealthy. I never remember seeing him on TV or any kind of coverage where he wasn't healthy. But playing some of the music of Prince Rogers Nelson here today on a Monday, and oh my gosh, look at this. I've actually got a couple things from Prince. Can you imagine this? Here's a favorite. I don't even know which CD this came off of. It turns out I told you that I had Alphabet Street. We heard a little piece of that. I mentioned that we have the entirety of Let's Go Crazy, which I think would be a nice way to close up the show later on. But what the heck? Let's go ahead and play Kiss from Prince. And this right here is Kiss. It's Prince. My name is Dave Bublitz, and this just happens to be the Monday edition of your $12 radio show.
Kiss.
That's Kiss from Prince. It's Dave Bublitz with you and the Monday edition of the $12 Radio Show. Thanks for tuning in here on the musical break. The late, I've said it a couple of times here. It just sounds very strange to say the late Prince Rogers Nelson. But it's been good to play some stuff from the artist. I didn't realize that so many times something will come up and I have a very limited musical library, but apparently I found some stuff there along the way on Amazon Prime, because we started off the show with Alphabet Street and then Kiss just right now, and we'll wrap up the show, I imagine, with Let's Go Crazy, the third of the trilogy for the Prince-based Monday morning show. I was doing sports earlier, by the way, in the second segment, and I should mention that I forgot to bring up that the Colorado Rockies over the weekend, after playing some real good teams, you know, pretty solidly on the road, they've not had a lot of luck at home. And yesterday, I'm not quite sure how they did over the weekend. I think they won Friday and Saturday. I know they won Saturday. And then last night they won as depressing a game as you could possibly lose. They lost 12-10 to the Dodgers. They're still in second place. They've got a record of 9-9. But Lyles went out to pitch last night, and by the time the third inning was over, the Rockies were down 7-1. Well, wouldn't you know it, the Rockies come back full steam ahead and have themselves a 5- and 3-run inning respectively and put things up 10-7. And unfortunately they collapsed one last time themselves and they ended up losing 12-10. So I forgot to mention that about the Rockies. And then tonight, tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, it's a 4-game homestand with the Colorado Rockies and Clint Hurdle's Pittsburgh Pirates. So if you get a chance this coming week, you know, today or tomorrow, they'll be here today, tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday. So please be sure, if you can, to get out and see a game. Support the home team. It's hard. I don't know if I'm going to watch the game tonight after last night. It was a 4-hour-plus game. That's the bad thing about baseball, is that when it's badly played, it's not just painful to watch, but it generally takes longer to go through. So anyway, let's see your top 10 movies over the weekend. Hopefully you had a chance to get out and catch a film. Some pretty interesting stuff out there right now. I lost my list here for the Lyric Cinema, but we'll look at the top 10 films here. I went out and I saw Deadpool again. Kind of a strange story. I didn't get a chance to see the whole thing last time. Like I said, it was a strange story, but I had a chance to see the whole thing at the $1.99 theater. It was a strange story because the projection system went down the first time that I went to see it. That happened twice in a month. I went and I tried to see Deadpool, which is a very entertaining movie and highly recommended. And then I went and I saw The Revenant, but I ended up seeing the whole version of Deadpool. I still only made it through 40 minutes of The Revenant before the sound and the and the picture gave up. May very well be a good movie. All I gathered, though, and if you probably gathered this if you've seen the clips, upcoming attractions, please, if you're in the wild, don't play with bears. Just a tip from Smokey the Bear, from us to you here at the $12 Radio Show, a public service announcement, a PSA. Top 10 movies here. What have we got here? Number 10 is a British military flick with Helen Mirren as a general. Yeah, that happens all the time. Sure it does. Number 10 is Eye in the Sky in its seventh week at the box office. Number 9 is a film that I know nothing, absolutely nothing about, which is great because I will not go on about this film. It's called Compadres, but it was at number 9 last week in its opening week. In its fifth week, My Big Fat Greek Wedding Part 2 is at number 8. In its second week, the very strange-looking film. It's got a lot of talent. It's got Tommy Lee Jones and Gary Oldman and Ryan Reynolds from Deadpool, and Kevin Costner as the badass criminal in the movie Criminal. Because when you're thinking really psychotic criminals, you're thinking Bull Durham. Yeah, that's what you're thinking. Anyway, that's at number seven this week after a couple of weeks at the box office. Batman versus Superman breaks the $300 million mark in week five. Number five, well, I saw this one too. It was really, I like to say it was a letdown, but the trailer didn't look good. There was just the worst thing that you can say about a comedy. The most offensive thing I can say about a comedy was not being offended, but being bored. It was not funny, and it was not action-packed by any stretch of the imagination, but doing respectable business at number five. The Boss, Disney's animated features Zootopia's at number four. The latest from Ice Cube and Cedric the Entertainer at Barbershop, The Next Cut, is at number three in its second week. The Huntsman, a prequel in its first week, not terribly well, but it is at number two, and it's in its first week. And Jungle Book crossed the $200 million line, the Disney film, in its second week, and the computer-generated effects look great, and the voice talent is very impressive. It's got Ben Kingsley, Idris Elba, it's got Bill Murray, Scarlett Johansson, so it's pretty cool stuff. And then Jon Favreau, the guy that directed Iron Man, the first two Iron Man films, just it looks very entertaining. So getting a chance to, looking forward to getting a chance to see that. Films that were out for the last week. Don't have the films that are coming up here this week. We'll cover that more, the upcoming films here in the next couple of days. I was going to say, we're going to go from movies to politics. Again, I feel like I'm making up for the whole last couple of weeks here. We're talking about I was talking to a friend about the political race, and it appears, for all intents and purposes, that Donald Trump has got things pretty well wrapped up at this point. He's leading, and from day one up until now, Cruz is behind him by about 300 or 400 delegates, and John Kasich is just kind of hanging around, seeing how much of a spoiler he can be. That's what's going on with the Republicans and the Democrats. It looks like Bernie still looks like he conceivably could make a run in this because there's so many delegates still up for grabs. Hillary leads with 1,400, Bernie's got 1,100, but there are still it's whoever gets to 2,300 first. So there are quite a few left over out there for people to go after and get. There's still California, there's still Pennsylvania. So should be interesting to see how that plays out here because, my gosh, we're getting down to the end of April, May. Get ready for the convention. Finally, the long national nightmare is winding down to its conclusion, and we may have an election this year. I don't want to throw you off with any of this, but it looks like it's going to be what we thought it was going to be. We had a hunch that it was going to be Hillary Clinton, and that appears to be the case. I'm knocking on wood that that's not necessarily so, but from early on, Trump just looks to have been an unstoppable force in this. So, I mean, Trump and Hillary looks like that's going to be the matchup come this November, second Tuesday in November. Taking a peek here on this particular date in history, news on this date here in 1928. A seeing eye dog was used for the very first time. 1990, the U.S. Hubble telescope was placed into the Earth's orbit. It was released by the Space Shuttle Discovery, and in 2007, the Dow Jones average closed above 13,000 for the very first time. Music news on this date: in 1792, the French national anthem, "La Marseillaise." Sure. The French national anthem, let's leave it at that. It was composed in 1792, and it was composed by Captain Claude Joseph Roger de Lisle. So you can tell that if you're going to go to a French restaurant and you want any help and you're bringing me with, you better go ahead and do a little bit better than looking my way for help. So sorry about that. Born on this date, some interesting people born on this date. 1908, Edward R. Murrow, the Iron Horse of Journalism, Born back in 1908, he was instrumental in laying the groundwork for CBS News back in the in the 50s. 1918, the First Lady of Soul, Ella Fitzgerald, was born. 1923, blues musician Albert King was born. Paul Mazursky, noted American film director, was born in 1930. And in 1933, Jerry Lieber, songwriter, was born in 1933. Birthdays of those people who are currently still with us. Academy Award winner Al Pacino for Scent of a Woman is 76 today. I just saw him on TV just a little while ago. He was up promoting what was he promoting? He was on some talk show. Nobody always looked like they're much more casual than Al Pacino. He looked like the way his posture on the on the chair looked like he was watching a game at home. But you know, good for him. He got the Academy Award. He may as well be comfortable, I guess. But Al Pacino, 76 years old. Talia Shire from the Rocky and the Godfather movies turned 70 today. Voice actor extraordinaire from The Simpsons, Hank Azaria, turns 52 years old. Academy Award winning actress, Renee Zellweger, is 47. Jason Lee from one of my favorite TV shows, My Name is Earl, from back when, about maybe 10 years or so ago, turns 46. And definitely when this guy retires from the NBA, 5 years after that point, he'll be a first ballot inductee into the NBA Hall of Fame. Tim Duncan turns 40 years old. That is today's birthdays and born on this date. And as hard as it may be to believe, that concludes today's $12 radio show. My name is Dave Bubas here, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that you guys have tuned in and continue to listen in and listen here on the show while I have been like I said, it's too long of a story. I've just been otherwise occupied putting pieces together back, putting the pieces back together of some projects and trying to get busy again here. And this is definitely a big part of that. So with all that in mind, I promise you, let's go crazy. We're going to do that here in just a second. Today's episode number 121. Thanks for being here. Tomorrow, it's Tuesday, episode number 122. So hopefully you'll get a chance to tune in here to the $12 radio show and come back and hang out with us all over again. My name is Dave Bubas. We're going to wrap things up. This is Let's Go Crazy from Prince. And this just happens to be with the complete introduction from the song, A Thing Called Life. It's Let's Go Crazy from Prince. Take care. God bless. We're done. It's been the $12 radio show. Let's go crazy.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Locked down, things be all right.